You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Saudara pendengar, penelitian baru menunjukkan rata-rata warga Australia sekarang bekerja 2 bulan lembur tanpa dibayar dalam setahun. Australia Institute Centre for Future Work telah menemukan bahwa para majikan mendapatkan 6 jam kerja gratis setiap minggu dari setiap karyawannya. Berikut ini Jessica Rowe melaporkan. Ketika desainer grafis James Clarkson pertama kali pindah ke Australia dari Inggris, ia mengatakan ia mendapati dirinya bekerja berjam-jam tanpa mendapat imbalan.
I was going home and pretty much going to sleep, getting back up and going to work. So that was my life for, you know, a good couple of months. And yeah, it does drain you.
Penelitian dari Australia Institute Centre for Future Work itu menyebutkan bahwa bekerja tanpa imbalan adalah epidemi pencurian waktu. Penulis laporan itu, ekonom Troy Henderson, mengatakan pekerja melakukan lebih banyak pekerjaan tanpa dibayar dari sebelumnya.
I think when you consider that Australians are effectively working 2 months each year for free, this is quite an alarming trend. Because if employers came up to you and asked you to work for 2 months without any pay, most workers are going to say no. And then if we add into that picture the wage stagnation in Australia, which even the Reserve Bank Governor has been talking about, and concerns over insecure work, Australians simply can't afford to give away their time for free.
Rata-rata ada 6 jam kerja yang tidak dibayar per minggu pada tahun 2018. Itu naik dari 5,1 jam pada tahun 2017 dan 4,6 jam pada tahun 2016. Laporan itu mendatangkan reaksi keprihatinan ketika SBS mengungkapkannya kepada orang-orang di jalanan di kota Sydney.
The tools aren't there to track it and to have a way to fight it.
We also need to commute, and you know, if you factor those in, there's a lot of time that we don't get paid for.
Laporan itu juga menemukan bahwa karyawan Australia akan bekerja lembur yang tidak dibayar sekitar 3,2 miliar jam tahun ini. Ditemukan juga bahwa pekerja tidak dibayar adalah yang tertinggi di antara wira swasta lebih dari 8 jam seminggu, diikuti oleh pekerja penuh waktu sekitar 7 jam seminggu. Pekerja paruh waktu bekerja tanpa kompensasi rata-rata lebih dari 4 jam per minggu dan pekerja kasual rata-rata hampir 3 jam. Dr. Josh Healy dari University of Melbourne Centre for Workplace Leadership mengatakan ada sejumlah tekanan yang mendorong orang-orang itu untuk bekerja lebih lama.
Well, I think we're working a lot more for 3 potential reasons. One is that wages are growing very slowly, so we're feeling these cost of living pinches. We also have a dialogue, a narrative around job loss due to automation and new technology that concerns people. And then we have a big class of people that are underemployed, that are creating a new pressure, a new competition for the good, secure jobs that means those who have them work longer.
Dr. Healy mengatakan bekerja dengan jam kerja lebih panjang juga akan mempengaruhi kehidupan para pekerja itu.
This is likely to have implications for our families and our relationships. We're spending more time at work, we're working harder and in more intense environments. It might be affecting our health adversely, and it may well be affecting our communities. If we've got less time to do things out in our communities, then that's also a negative thing. So this time we're contributing to work takes time away from other activities.
Menurut undang-undang, setiap orang yang bekerja lebih dari 38 jam seminggu harus diberi kompensasi.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.